Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3449. We're continuing our series of story breakdowns of Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. This time we are going to Dathomir, and actually we're going to break this up a bit because a lot of stuff happens in this first trip to Dathomir. It's pretty significant and shocking. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we are on our eighth installment of story breakdowns for Jedi Fallen Order. This time we are going to Dathomir, but we're actually going to bring this first visit of Dathomir to you in two parts because there's something that happens on Dathomir regarding Cal Kestis and Order 66 that is really amazing, and it deserves its own episode, basically. So we're going to talk about the Dathomir portion first, and then on tomorrow's episode, we'll talk about the Order 66 portion. So when we last left Cal and Seer and Greez, they were heading to Dathomir after having found the recording of Vino Cordova talking about the Astrium and Kujit's tomb being on Dathomir. So they're heading there. Seer says that the Night Sisters, in response to a question from Greez about whether they're like Jedi, that they are only working in service for themselves and that their force powers are, you know, reliant upon or focused on manipulation and illusion and deception. And Seer actually knows a little something about the history of the Night Sisters. She tells Greez and Cal that the Night Sisters had made a deal with a Sith Lord, and then the Sith Lord betrayed them. This is Count Dooku, of course. And that all of the Night Sisters, or nearly all of them, were massacred. So that gives you a setup for what you're going to see when you get to Dathomir, which is a mostly barren world, but not without its dangers. And Seer tries to warn Cal and say, yeah, you know, these Dathomirian witches, like, they're not to be trusted. You got to be careful. And he's like, yeah, I know, I got it. You know, I'm fine. Just not hearing it, manfinancing it all the way. But he does ask Seer about him being blocked in the Force still. He's kind of regaining all of his abilities, but when he really opens himself up to the Force, he's only feeling his master, and there's trauma behind there, which we're going to learn about very soon. And Seer says, well, you know, this is at least a good thing. It means that you're willing to potentially open yourself up to your emotions, and that's progress in the right direction. So Cal goes off exploring, and who should he run into but the last member of, who eventually becomes a member of the Mantis crew. That's Merrin, the Night Sister, and he says, like, hey, I'm not an enemy. And she says, well, your actions kind of say otherwise. And so she goes boop, boop, and disappears, and in her place she has two Night Brothers there. So now he gets to start fighting Night Brothers, Cal does, and yeah, naturally that goes as well as you would expect, assuming you're playing the game. Yeah, you knock him out, you kill him, whatever. And then eventually you run into somebody who the game refers to as a wanderer at this first part, who claims that he is researching extinct cultures and dead philosophies. He says that Merrin was a child of the Clone Wars and that she saw her whole family perish, and that people don't do well going after the power that lies in the ruins, which is a reference to the tomb of the Zepho sage that Cal is after. And Cal's like, yeah, well, I'm going anyway. Merrin shows up once again, and this time she sends Night Sister zombies after Cal, so, you know, those have to be dealt with. Merrin refers to the Jedi as thieves and selfish liars who only bring death, and yeah, there's, you know, a bit of truth in what she's saying, but there's also a reason why she's saying it, which we find out a little bit later, and there's some deception involved in that as well. In the meantime, Cal also has to have a giant creature boss battle with this thing called a Gorgara. It's basically like an enormous and very thick bat. And the sequence watching the playthrough is just phenomenal. Basically, you get to, you know, fight it down to like 25% health, and then you get these climbing claw things, and then it shows up and snatches you off a wall, and you have to fight it and basically like get it to drop you. But while you are in free fall, you have to figure out how to actually land on the thing and ride it. And there are like multiple situations where the Gorgara knocks you as Cal Kestis off of itself and you're in free fall again, or you're crashing into walls, all this stuff. It's just incredible, actually. Like, the visuals on it, the cinematics are just incredible. Eventually, you run into the Wanderer again, and he reveals himself to be this character called Terran Malikos, who was a former Jedi who has set up shop on Dathomir and basically taken control of the Knight Brothers. It seemed like Maron was the one in control of them, but it turns out that Terran had told Maron a bit of a lie, that the Jedi were responsible for orchestrating the death of all of the Night Sisters and, you know, everybody else on Dathomir. And I guess he painted himself as somebody who was, you know, not part of that. But by trying to get Cal to join him, Maron is a witness to that and is like, hey, you were telling me that the Jedi were the bad people, but now you're trying to recruit one of them, so maybe you're the bad person. And so Maron summons a whole bunch more Night Sister zombies, and Cal has to get out of there because his lightsaber has been destroyed, or, you know, crushed, damaged enough that it doesn't work. So he gets to back to the Stinger Mantis, and just in time they're able to take off and fly away, even though a bunch of Night Sister zombies are hanging off of the Mantis, and they eventually fall off as the Mantis flies away. Now, why was Cal's lightsaber damaged? Well, that's the story that we're going to tell tomorrow, because in the midst of all of this, when Cal is going into the ruins, the Temple of Kedjit, he has a vision, and it goes back to what happens in Order 66, and there are illusions that occur as a result of this, which basically Terran Malikos says, yeah, I told you it was going to mess you up when you went in there. You didn't listen, huh? But, you know, I can, you know, help you with places like this and dealing with places like this and help you learn to control its power. That's why Maron got mad at him. But what happened inside and the flashback to Order 66 and the vision that he has afterward, that is going to be the subject of its own episode. It'll be episode 3450 tomorrow. So that's going to do it for this one, at the very least. And just a quick mention here, if you are looking for a gift to give to your favorite Star Wars fan, or looking to gift yourself something, or give somebody a suggestion to get for you, and you're into Star Wars trivia, I hope you will consider the unofficial book that I wrote, the Force Awakens trivia book. It is available on Amazon, and I've got a short link for you. It's sw7x7.com/TFA for the Force Awakens. sw7x7.com/TFA. We'll take you right to it on Amazon. I hope you like it. Hope you check it out. And let me know what you think. And so for today, it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.